Hey there, Four States. This is Luke Taylor, and welcome to another episode of the KNEO Community Connection. We have on the phone with us Lana Henry, and she is a member of the Gospel Lighthouse Church here in Neosho. And so she's going to be sharing with us about an event that they have coming up this year, and it's an event they do every year, and it's an event that's very important to the community. And so we're thankful for her time to chat with us about this. But hey, Lana, thanks for joining us back on KNEO.
Thank you, Luke. We are just gearing up for another wonderful day at Morse Park Neosho for the 9th annual Neosho Easter Extravaganza. And that's coming up on Saturday, March 30th. 11 o'clock in the morning is when we'll kick off. We always have a kickoff opening program. Then we put the children into age groups with line leaders. And everyone gets to go through an Easter egg hunt in Morse Park. It's just a great family-oriented day. We have so many organizations and churches. It's completely volunteer-driven, and all donations are coming in. We do it in partnership with the City of Neosho Parks and Recreation Department, and they are great to help walk beside us and make sure we're well taken care of.
Mm.
But at the event, we're going to have all kinds of things for the kids to enjoy. From, of course, the big deal is the Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And every child gets some kind of a prize. We have different facets of our community that get together and they donate the eggs. They dye that prize eggs. I mean, it's just a big thing that orchestrates behind the scene with 8,000 to 10,000 plastic eggs plus the prize eggs. So it's a fun, fun day. We have bouncy houses, inflatables. We have puppets set up in the Lampo building, and those are with Christian music, just ministry-type puppets. We have all kinds of, like face painting and, you've got to eat. So we have free hot dogs and snow cones and popcorn and cotton candy. And once again, all the churches just bring that and have a fun day with our families. Lots of volunteers come and help us. And depending on the weather, we could have, last year it was just an absolutely gorgeous day. And we had, I believe, 770 children.
Wow.
Plus their parents, families come. So it was just, we call it Easter extravaganza, and it was extravagant. It was just one of those wonderful days that we can join together as a community. And we keep this long-standing tradition of having Easter egg hunts for our kids. We have exhibitors set up as well just to share information. YMCA will be there. We have a law enforcement safety section with Newton County Ambulance and City Fire Truck. Our Sheriff Department is sending a unit just to allow kids to have some education while they're there.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington Carver National Monument will be there with an exhibit. The Fish Hatchery, of course. I mean, it just goes on and on. It is like a mini festival at Morse Park South. That's down by the Lampo building. And we use the beautiful grounds there. And it's all outdoors. And lots of families come and enjoy the day together.
Mm. Well, so you said last year it had 770, and that was just kids?
That was just the kids. Yeah.
Wow. That is a lot of people. And, it's hard to get that many people anywhere in Neosho. But yet, I think the fact that you all would attract so many people for this event, and that was last year, but I think that's just kind of a testament to how important that this day is to everybody.
Right. I mean, the Easter season, of course, we'll have Easter Bunny there, and he had just there for fun. But we're there to remember what Easter is about, and we always pull the crowd together, and we'll have one of our area ministers there to share. Representative Ben Baker was there last year, and I believe he's coming back again this year.
Mm.
We just, share with the community, if you're a believer of Christ, fantastic. Make sure you're at your Easter morning service the next day, and if you're not, please consider joining one of these area congregations and get involved and get your family into church.
Mm. Yeah, I think it is important just to do that extra special thing to remind kids of that there's a reason that we get together for this time of year, and it's an important time of year. And so hopefully it'll instill some good memories in them too, that they can take away from. Tell people one more time. So it's going to be on March 30th for this year in 2024, but tell us again what time they need to be there, where they need to go, and all that.
Okay. Yes, it's always the Saturday before Easter Sunday. So this year it falls a little early. It's March 30th. We're beginning at 11 a.m., and that's when we'll pull the audience together, have the opening, and then get the children into age groups and start. It's basically a rotation. It's kind of like a field trip where they will rotate to the different stations of activities. And one of those important stations is the actual egg hunt. We have a field all set up, and we rotate an age group through the field for their egg hunt, and then we take the next age group, and we just keep rotating them through until all the kids get a chance. We stay toddler. You know, kids can walk and get out there and enjoy it. We want them to come all the way through age 13.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's at Morse Park South, down by the Lampo Building.
Oh, right. Yeah, Morse Park's a pretty big place, but you want everyone to go down to that part by the Lampo Building first.
Yes, they'll park in the ball field parking lot area is where they'll park, and then just walk across the little bridge at the creek and come and join us over on the very south side of Morse Park.
Okay. So that'll help handle all the parking. And again, this is coming up March 30th for this year. And this is an event that's organized mainly by the Gospel Lighthouse Church in Neosho. So we thank all of them for doing this for the Neosho community. We also want to thank Neosho Walmart and Opal Foods in Neosho for partnering to make this event a success. And also, again, thank you to Lana Henry for joining us today and talking about this event.
Thank you so much.
Never miss your favorite show again. For more than 30 years, KNEO has been bringing you great Bible teachers on a local and national level. And now, we've made it easier than ever to hear from these great men and women of God. KNEO's entire lineup is now available to listen anytime, anywhere, through our website. Go to kneo.org/podcast to see all the options. You can search for programs alphabetically, or you can select individual categories like culture, kids, leadership, or music. We even have a category just for locally produced programs, so you can hear from pastors and spiritual leaders located right here in the four-state area. And all these resources are absolutely free. KNEO's mission is to get God's Word in front of you, and this is one of the ways we do it. Give it a try today. Go to kneo.org and click on the podcast tab to get started.